North Carolina has a total of 117 shark attack records, 97 being unprovoked. The global shark attack file includes data about all shark attacks reported, even though scientists couldn't confirm the circumstances for some incidents. They grouped the attacks into provoked and unprovoked attacks, incidents involving sea or watercraft disasters, and questionable incidents, noted as QUAT, unknown QUAT, in this article. The details about these questionable incidents are unclear. Some have not yet been confirmed to have involved a shark. At the same time, some do not have enough evidence to indicate what happened first, drowning or the shark attack. Moreover, this data might not be 100% accurate, but it helps outline a general image of where and how often shark attacks occur in North Carolina. Let's look at some overall statistics and then find out more about the 8 North Carolina places with the most shark attacks. 8 places in North Carolina with the most shark attacks. 1. Emerald Isle. Emerald Isle has the biggest number of shark attacks in North Carolina, 10. Fortunately, none were fatal. People involved were either swimming or surfing. 8 episodes were unprovoked, and 2 did not present sufficient information to be categorized. The first attack on Emerald Isle happened on September 25, 1971, to a surfer named Jay Homer, aged 17. Shark attacks in the region started being more common in 2000. On August 21, 2000, a man was bitten by a shark that almost severed his hand. Other attacks happened in 2002, 2008, 2016, and 2020. The last reported attack occurred on October 21, 2020, and has not yet been confirmed to have involved a shark. 2. North Topsail Beach/Topsail Island. Luckily, none of the 9 shark attacks at North Topsail Beach was fatal. The first occurred on September 15, 2001. Dale Fulcher Jr., a 16-year-old boy, was surfing when a shark bit his foot. Another incident occurred a few years later, on September 5, 2005, when a bull shark severely lacerated Elizabeth Gardner's calf. Other attacks occurred in 2007, 2008, 2010, and 2011. 2 of them took place in Surf City, Topsail Island. The last attack at North Topsail Beach involved a 43-year-old woman named Tracy Fasick. She was swimming when a shark bit her, leaving lacerations to her right ankle and calf. The incident dates July 8, 2012. 3. Wrightsville Beach. The first suspected attack at Wrightsville Beach occurred on October 8, 1989. It took place between Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Supposedly, Doug Nennelly, a 49-year-old man, was attacked by a shark while diving. The attack was fatal. However, the shark's involvement is only suspected, not yet confirmed. Other incidents happened in 1995, 2000, 2002, and 2010. The last shark attack at Wrightsville Beach occurred on August 17, 2011, but few details are known about it, including whether a shark was involved in the incident. However, the evidence says that the victim was a 12-year-old boy who suffered abrasions to his left hand. 4. Ocracoke. Ocracoke might be the North Carolina region with the highest number of fatal attacks, 4 out of 7. The first fatal North Carolina shark attack happened in this area, sometime between 1900 and 1905, and involved a member of the Coast Guard personnel. The following fatal incident occurred in July 1905 to a Coast Guard personnel member. Other incidents occurred in 1945, 1988, and 2011. On July 1, 2015, Andrew Costello, a 68-year-old man, was bitten by a 6-7-foot-long shark and suffered injuries to his torso, hip, lower leg, and hands. The man was swimming at Lifeguard Beach when the shark attacked him. 5. Ocean Isle. Most of the attacks at Ocean Isle involved children, except one in 2019 that involved a 19-year-old man. The first shark attack at Ocean Isle, Brunswick County, occurred on August 10, 1980. The incident involved a 10-year-old girl called Susan Waters. A shark bit her knee and lower leg while she was wading. Another child called Brooklyn Daniel, age 6, was attacked under the same circumstances on June 18, 2012. 2012 has another record of a child being bitten by a shark, but the shark involvement has not yet been confirmed. The last attack at Ocean Isle occurred on June 27, 2021. Another child, a 7-year-old girl, had her calf bitten by a shark while she was swimming. 6. Masonboro Island/Masonboro Inlet. All shark attacks at Masonboro Island and Masonboro Inlet were unprovoked. The first happened on August 19, 1986. Jay McCorley was surfing when a shark bit his hand. Almost 10 years later, Michael Greenwood was swimming in the area when a shark bit his left arm. Other attacks happened in 2003, 2006, and 2014. The last one occurred on August 24, 2014, to Miller Diggs, who suffered lacerations to her left foot. The shark measured 4 feet long. 7. Holden Beach. Holden Beach has 6 records of shark attacks, all unprovoked and none fatal. The first attack in the area happened on June 30, 1940, when a 10-foot shark lacerated William T. Guy's thigh while fishing. Only 60 years later, another shark caught, deer caught, to attack a human being at Holden Beach. A gray-colored shark measuring 6 feet long attacked Tim Pointer, a 14-year-old boy, while surfing. Luckily, the animal left only minor injuries. 3 other incidents took place in 2005, 2009, and 2011. The last attack at Holden Beach dates July 11, 2013, and involved Barbara Corey, a 63-year-old woman whose right foot was bitten while walking through the water. 8. Carolina Beach. Among the places in North Carolina with the most shark attacks, Carolina Beach has the highest number of shark attacks that happened under unclear circumstances. The first occurred on October 8, 1989, between Wrightsville Beach and Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Doug Nunnally, a 49-year-old man, was diving late afternoon. He was found dead later, and shark involvement was suspected. However, this hasn't yet been confirmed. Another man was found dead in 1995. He had supposedly drowned, but scientists identified shark bites post-mortem. Alexis Huesgen and Chris O'Connor were both attacked by a 6-foot shark on July 27, 2004, and August 12, 2005, respectively. The last shark attack that occurred in the area dates July 13, 2008, and has unknown circumstances. Scientists suppose that Donald Griffin, a 52-year-old man, collided with a marine animal, possibly a shark or a dolphin, during body surfing. He had bruises, abrasions, spine, and nerve damage. Other places in North Carolina with shark attacks.